Blog Talk Radio.
The fog has cleared, and I can see clearly as the visibility increases. Sex for you diminishes. That look great and be at peace. Your chip offers me no filler anymore. Anymore.
The sun is finally shining. I am thriving. And while you
Welcome to the Lizzie T Show. How are you doing today? I am so excited. It's Friday. Some of you are singing and happy because it's the weekend. Well, I don't feel happy because I don't get to talk to you on the weekend. But other than that, I am so excited to be able to be here today talking to another artist. You just heard a little teaser there, and this is going to be incredible, incredible. I am so excited to be here with you today. We have our sponsor. Thank you so much, Dr. George Grant. Thank you so much, Natasha Bridge-Mahan, for your sponsorship. Without your contribution, this show could definitely not be possible. Well, music has been incredible. We go back and forth. We have lots of artists, lots of singer-songwriting, musicians, DJ, and then all of a sudden we get a lot of authors. People are writing books, write out. It's like everybody's writing a book, and entrepreneurs and so forth. But today we have an artist again, which I'm very, very excited to be able to talk to her, as you can hear by the demo. Don't worry, the whole song will be played out. Don't forget that right after our interview or our talk, I hate calling it interview, our talk, we have our musical section, which is, you know, we have about half an hour give and take with our guests, and then we have another half an hour just music, and that amazing song is going to be played throughout, and also it's going to be played the whole thing, so enjoy it. So let me give you a little bit of background, everyone, for you kind of to sort of have an idea who are we going to be talking today. Hopefully you're good wherever you are in the world. We are so excited to be able to talk to international artist, which is an incredible artist. Her name, everyone, is LaToya Rutney. She is a professional, that's professional stage name, LaToya Jane. She is a Canadian singer, rapper, singer, songwriter, and a professional dancer born through her neighborhood of Jane and Finch in the Toronto area. Also, she is a philanthropist, but since the beginning, I want to talk to her about that. From the young age, it was evident that LaToya was a star. However, being gifted with the ample talent took her a while for this young star to identify herself and her skill. And you know what? Not everybody knows exactly who they wanted to be. I have young girls, and mine just finished high school, has no idea where to do or what to do, and give her sometimes, which is great. She is also... I'm going to read a little bit about growing up. Streets of Toronto, Canada. Latoya Sidney was infamously termed as a creature, by her peers. And she has a long way, has done through a lot of things, and I want to know where she stands right now. But young age, we wanted to know how young did she started her life in the music industry. Love her style. Some of you are looking at her pictures right now on our social media. By the way, we are on Instagram, Facebook, we are on LinkedIn. We are pretty much everywhere. So just search for us and you'll be able to interact with us as well. If you would like to speak with us or our guests, you could always also connect with us. The number is 514-605-9829. Again, 514-605-9829. 29. So let's meet this lady virtually, obviously, hear her amazing voice, and let's make sure that she gets treated like a queen as she is here at the Lisa T Show. Welcome.
Thank you for having me tonight. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Oh, I love your voice. So let's get started, Latoya. Not only you're amazingly good looking, not only you have this presence of this power present on you. I've watched your videos. I've listened to your music, seeing your picture here. So music, was it always part of you? Did you get influenced by mother, father? A lot of people start at church. How was your music exposure in your case?
So my story is a little bit different. And how I started music, my father was always involved in music. And then he ended up being in a very bad place, which was prison. And he just, on his calls, when he would call me, he would always write songs for me when I was like 3-4 years old. And he would teach me how to DJ over the phone. And then at family functions, I would perform the songs. And then I just started from there. And then I became more of a dancer. So people were like shocked when I did music because I'm a dancer. I'm a known dancer. But then, I just continued with my music from there. But it was definitely my father that influenced me to do music firsthand.
Wow. I've heard everything. I've been doing this for almost 6 years now. I've heard everything. This is the very first time I've heard anything similar to that. There's nothing compared to your story, absolutely nothing, which is incredible. Can you believe, guys, that, her father, although not in the regular society, contributed to this lady's goals and incredible, incredible turnaround? Because your father, did he know that you were doing this, that you were rapping through his letters at all? Did he had any idea?
Yeah, he was teaching me. He was teaching me up until like now. My dad still does it. Like he still like will tell me like certain notes and stuff like that. So my dad started out my music definitely by teaching me how to like rhyme and how to DJ and stuff.
That is crazy. Good, good for him, good for you, for having that closeness, that relationship, even though, you know, life took him in a different path. But, you know, you've taken the positive out of this, and look at you now. Incredible. So dancing was it. Music came in later. And, you know, for people that watch you now, they see you, you know, doing the radio interviews on TV, videos and all that. What is their reaction? What did they say? You know, look at you. I mean, I'm hoping that you get a lot of support, because that's really what you need. And here on the Liz T Show, we're 100% supportive. We're going to be playing this song throughout the next month or two.
Thank you.
But no, for sure. I mean, you're part of our musical section now. We have about, oh Lord, we have about six songs and goes back and forth that we repeatedly play it out. So it's going to be here. But what is the reaction of friends and family members? Hopefully, a lot.
To be honest, they're proud of me, because there's a backstory, right, for me. Like technically, like it's crazy, but I kind of technically have the same story as my father. Like then I started doing music in prison, so then that's when I started to like. Yeah, and then like, but I was starting to like rap, and I was doing like music based off of my feelings at the time when I was still in the streets. So I was like more angry and more, it was more like, you know, probably you'd say negative, but it was just more stronger message than the music that I do now. And then when I switched over, and then, you know, I decided to change my life and walk a straighter path, I started to dress more like, well, I feel like leaves were just shedding off of me, you know, and then just creating who I'm meant to be now, who is LaToya Jane, right? So that's kind of how it happened. And my friends and my family definitely are very proud of me for how far I've made it now.
No. Not your friends and your family. We are all, I am including myself, we are all very proud of you.
Thank you.
We're supporting you like 100% on what you're doing. I don't want to forget, because believe it or not, this is going to go by really quickly. I'm hoping that I want to cover everything with you and for people that want to hear your song, which is playing on the background right now. Where can people find you? Social media, are you on?
Instagram is LaToya Jane Music. YouTube is LaToya Jane Music. Facebook is LaToya Jane. Twitter is LaToya Jane Music. And yeah, my email is LaToyaJaneMusic@gmail.com.
Beautiful. So we will be following you and posting this interview on our social media as well, and little clips and things, you know, especially the part you said you have turned your life around. That's gold nugget. You have no idea how many people you can influence, how many people you can help, how many people that you can inspire. There's people around the world going through the same situation, especially now with COVID, especially now with lockdown, especially now when places in the world that people are still not able to do, and you know, they see the world in a black light and they need inspiration. This is just going to be great. So you talk about being a philanthropist. Can you tell us a little bit about that? What does that really entail? I mean, a lot of people talk about philanthropy, you know, giving thousands and millions away, but there is the other side of it. Like, how do you, why did you use this on your bio?
Because I'm like a motivational speaker for the streets. Like a lot of people know my story. I get booked to speak in schools, churches, like to the youth about not giving up. And I'll use my story like as like something that, you know, like sometimes in the worst place you can become something so big and not even know it. And then sometimes you have to be in that place for others to see, because it was guards, jail guards that told me to come out of jail and do music. It wasn't friends actually. Mm-hmm. So those are the things that I teach youth. And it's not to like dislike one another. It's just to focus on yourself before anything else. And that's the message that I strongly push to young people, you know?
I love it. I love it. My goodness, you deserve another round of applause. This is gold. You know, I had a feeling that that's what you were going to talk about, but I wasn't 100%, but I'm so glad you touched. I see in your future, I'm not a prophet or anything like that, but I'm, you know, a book needs to come out of this. Absolutely. A book needs to come out of it, because this story that you have is, I read lots. I read tons, and I read tons of biography. And a lot of people go through here through the Liz and T Show. I've had people that've gone through years of sexual abuse, and they have turned their life around. They've forgiven their abuser, and they have this incredible book. And they're doing what you're doing. They're doing talks. They're inspiring people. They're being an inspiration for others. And words of wisdom. So, any thought of writing your own story?
Yeah, I'm actually like in the process of writing a book right now, but I've done like 4 documentaries or 5. I've even gotten Best Directed Film for one of my documentaries that was done on me. But I'm like, I just want to send a message most of all. Like, it's not even for fame or anything like that. Like, it's just mainly to send a message and to be an example as somebody. Like, we have a lot of males like Malcolm X, you know, like, we have a lot of males as opposed to women now to be examples. We have women too, but I want more younger, like dominant, like street girls now, because that's how our world is now. Like, or just anybody from any background, but just somebody that didn't give up and can just shed the light with her talents. You know what I mean? That's all I'm here to do still.
And you know what, LaToya, I think you're doing a phenomenal job. I think that you're definitely walking on purpose, and I feel emotional right now listening to you and listening to your story, because you're definitely somebody that people can look up to you, and
you have
the support. You're doing the job that that God put you to do here, which is incredible. So when you write the music now, where do you get your inspiration? Where you draw, you know, things to write? I mean, this song right now that is playing on the background, can you tell us a little bit about that and what you do?
It's just talking about how, like, there's a lot of songs where us women are just gone to, like, different things, man, and we could talk about love, you know what I mean? And like, when I fell in love, like, I just had to do this song. So this song's basically about me falling in love, you know what I mean? That's what it's about. And you can do anything that you want, you know, like just love, man, love.
Love it. It is true. You know, it's funny because my oldest daughter, she is so over heels right now. Everything is just away, and my goodness, there's nothing else. She doesn't see anything. She doesn't eat anything. It's just, so I can definitely see that. And it's funny how we a little older people forget when we were there that one time, that one day when, especially for people like yourself, artists, creative, people that are, you know, have inspiration and love to put poems into music, it really transpired in a different way. And I love the melody. Do you do music a lot, or you have people that help you with the arrangement, with the background, with the song?
I do. I have amazing producers. I have amazing vocal coaches. I have an amazing team, you know, and a couple of years ago, I couldn't even say that, man, because I think that's the hardest part in the industry, building the right team. But I have the perfect individuals to push me forward right now and give me all the support that I need to continue to make great music. And I'm going to give them a lot of great music right now. Like, I'm very comfortable and confident finally in my position and what I have to do right now. So I'm about to do it.
And, you know, kudos to them for supporting you, for believing in you, and for doing, you know, together. This is a teamwork together doing this and reaching the world, right? We have listeners in the United States and Canada, Europe, all over, and your song is going to be played quite a bit throughout this amazing world. So one of the things that I wanted to ask you too is that what are you, I mean, you kind of talked about it a little bit already, but what are you expecting? What's the legacy that you want to be able to leave perhaps to your kids, to your nephews, or to your nieces, or even brothers and sisters? What is it?
I'm definitely doing it for generational wealth, but I mean, the most satisfying thing for me right now is to see one of my singles on the billboards, because I feel like my voice, like my story, everything combined, like I will be on the billboards one day. That is my, like, ultimate dream right now. But, of course, it is to, like, you know, just make sure my family's good and stuff like that, because, like, even right now, like, I'm in Jamaica visiting family, and, you know, like, I'm always helping out, you know what I mean? But I want to do so much more, you know what I mean, as opposed to what I can do now for them.
Okay, so you were actually, you're originally from Toronto, Canada, but you are also visiting for, I assume, for the holidays, family and friends. I'm so jealous that you'd be able to do that. And that's what I was asking too. Now with the holiday season in Canada and the U.S., some places in the U.S. being so restricted with performing and all that, you have to go to a certain place, and some people can go because of their status, and other people can't. I can't believe we're actually living this time. But anyhow, it is what it is. How is things? Are you able to perform in Jamaica? Are you able to do little shows, little gigs?
I am. And that's what I mainly do when I'm out here. So, yeah, I am.
Awesome. That helps a lot to put in practice what you've created and show to people in the other part of the world what you're capable of and what you're doing. So good for you. I can't believe, Latoya, I told you at the beginning that this is going to run by really quickly. We have about 5 minutes left on our conversation here. But one of the things that I don't want to forget, and I ask that to every single guest that comes here, and unfortunately you're not going to be the exception. There's people that are listening to us, like I said, in Europe and in Africa, in South America, and you know, they wanted hello everyone. So they want to be able to be you. They want to be able to have this success, and a lot of people, I have to reiterate this or repeat myself, I'm not talking money success. I'm talking you're doing what you love to do, and that's success. So make sure that definition is there. But they see you on radios and TVs, and you had a documentary done about yourself, and they want to be like you, but they are stuck or they're not sure of themselves. What would you say? Give us some words of wisdom to somebody, maybe, you know, one person, if we can reach one person for this show.
I say this, and I hope to God you can understand me, but all you need to do is believe in yourself. That's it. Everything else will fall into place. Times when I didn't, because when you enter the industry and say, okay, I want to be an artist now, it's like fiery darts start just zing, zing, whizzing at your head, like, and you can't give up, you know, you can't give up. You might get hit sometimes, but you got to get back up. And the thing is, a lot of people quit along the way. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people quit along the way. And all you have to do is believe in yourself. There's things that I've achieved that I still cannot believe up until this day. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's only because I believe in myself, which led me to good places and led doors to open up for me. It wasn't anything else. I'm telling you the God honest truth. So all you need to do is believe in yourself. Don't say you need money. Don't say you need clothes. Don't say you need friends or to look good. Like, all you need. Because if you don't believe in yourself, right, how's somebody else going to believe in it? If you don't even have that vision yet, you know?
Beautiful, guys. Guys, if you didn't hear anything else, I'm hoping that this alone can inspire you. And I've heard it in different ways, but this is the first time I've actually heard Latoya saying it. It doesn't matter what you acquired. You could acquire riches, money, clothing, but one of the things that you need to acquire is believe, not in other people, but in you. When you look at yourself in the mirror and say, hey, you, that person that looks right back at you, which happens to be you, we can do this, then that's when you got it. That's when you say, yeah. Love it. Oh, my goodness. Latoya, I wish you the greatest success, which you don't need it anymore. You just keep going what you're doing here.
Thank you.
On the Liz T Show. We're supporting you, like I said, 100%. We're going to be playing your song now. And have an amazing holiday with family and friends in Jamaica.
You too.
Enjoy, sister.
Thank
Love you,
you
so,
so
much.
Much.
And hello
Love you too.
To everyone
you have
there.
A beautiful, beautiful, beautiful evening.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon. Wow, everyone, that was LaToya Jane. We got to follow her. It's going to be on all over our social. Before I forget, because we're going to be running out of time, here is LaToya's song. Enjoy it, everyone. And for the ones that don't know, the song, everyone, is called Empty. Remember she was saying she fell in love? Well, there it is. Enjoy.
Avenue to buy some special gifts for me and you. A doll for Jenny and a bag for George. A dress that fits you so nice too. Special are the memories of Christmas. Special are the thoughts I have for me and you.
That, everyone, was Phil Michelle. He is from Chicago, and this is Christmas time music. So there you have it. There you have it. So, guys, we have a couple of more songs that we can definitely play for you today. It is the weekend, so a lot of people are definitely taking some of the time available to be able to be with her family. I know that our friends celebrated the Thanksgiving, so that is definitely interesting or great, I guess, for the ones that want to be able to give thanks. And so here it's another artist. This song is called Bonnie and Clay, and it's from 316. So enjoy it. Enjoy it.
Ready. Yeah. Wanna roll. She wanna roll. She matching clothes with a nigga pouring more. I tell her no,
Bonnie and Clyde. If I get the bag, she get the bag. Matter of fact, time about two. Flipping at work, counting the blue. I'm in the red room. Shooters in place, fuck this case. I don't regroup, I recruit. OG shit, Southside nigga been running this shit all the way through. Try to shoot him a damn like she couldn't wait to go see who's there for the week. Popping his ass like a pam, but I don't be sleeping. Dogs be all J.E. Yeah. Can't wait till I see him. Niggas don't know me for real, don't cry. I just be doing my dance with my team. She won't rob nobody, she just wanna put them bodies at her feet. No, it's hella hard for her to get me on my knees. She just wanna roll, I turn the tongue to probably. She just wanna go, I let her touch it, roll with me.
Sitting on a cold floor, this place is my new home. Boxes all around and just the silence for the sound. Hurts and I can't breathe. How did I get here? How did I fall down? Could I go back to the start?
Canada as well. We had him on the show a month ago now, I can't believe it, and she is an incredible artist. She's originally from Ukraine, so she's here in Canada and doing great as well. So thank you for the song, Lucky One. Love it. Well, guys, believe it or not, it looks like we did run out of time from speaking to wonderful, wonderful Latoya Jane. She is an incredible. She's such an inspiration. I'm so honored to being able to speak with her and to show her gift, and definitely being inspired. That was a treat, everyone. That was the icing on the cake. That was definitely something that I was actually looking forward to, but I had no expectation, never have any expectation, but definitely she blew me away. So I am so, so happy that she is fulfilling her dreams. As she said earlier, she has turned her life around, and she is here to tell her story. So we will finish with her song the latest song that she created, which is definitely a good one. It's called Empty. And yeah, let's enjoy it. Latoya Jane.
About you, I